What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Some people will love to play for Twill with the right coach. I was against it until, and I hear some people talking about we had the second best record in the league for a while. But the only top team we really beat was Boston.
Right.
It was early in the season.
Right.
After
didn't beat anybody. Right.
Beat nobody. Yep. Didn't beat anybody. Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Appreciate it, brother.
I'm calling, listen to y'all all the time.
Thank you,
but
brother.
We got to find a real coach that's going to bring some toughness to the players.
You got it.
And explore the market before we mess around and mess up and pay Jaren. And I love him. But
that's
we can't afford to pay him $300 million for what he's doing.
Appreciate the call, brother. That's a season ticket holder right there.
All right, three more. Trey, Joe, and Tyler, and then we're going to get to the rundown. Trey, you're on.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yo.
Hey, first off, hey, John, our Raiders and Titans so far, we don't even go with it no more, man.
Hey, I ain't got no fight left. Give me a few months,
me
though. Let me get Genty. Yeah. I might fight a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, but do y'all think like a part of our issue is like when Ja came in, he was too good too soon. You know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, the Thunder they got SGA. Then it seemed like they drafted in the lottery like three more times after they got SGA. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Chet was that, right?
Yeah.
That's one of them.
I mean, all their guys, all those dudes.
Yeah.
You know,
that's all I had for you.
Hey, Trey, thanks for the call, brother.
Sorry about them Titans. It's going to get better with the brother.
Yeah, I mean, at least you have a little hope, you know. That's all you need.
Cam's coming.
I mean, I got Genty coming. You got Cam Ward coming. I mean, we got, you know.
Yeah, Cam, yeah.
I mean, I got a can't-miss prospect. Y'all got a developmental project. We'll see. He's like 34 years old already, but.
He is not 34.
He's
going to bring in some excitement. If we need no more mayonnaise.
Yeah, no, I mean, that'll actually be fun to, drive
it's
up.
Hot sauce.
No more cheap tickets, Titans tickets anymore, right?
I mean, well, to start, they'll still be cheap.
You think?
Available for you.
All right.
Well, no, but they're getting a new building, aren't they? Everything's going up with the new building coming in, I imagine.
Yeah. And then last word on this, we go to Joe. Joe, you're on.
Man, I just want to ask you guys, do you guys think that Ja is a good enough number one option to lead a team to a championship? And my second part to that question is, looking at the other contenders we have in the league, is either Jaren or Dez good enough second options, or are they peaking at third option?
All right, Joe, thanks for the call. So the thing about when you ask multiple questions, you know, I
still believe Ja is not Trae Young, that he can be the 1A.
Yeah.
I still believe it. I could be wrong. Could be wrong.
Trey's been to these conference finals now.
Dude, and what done what since?
I'm just saying. Ja has not gotten that.
What it turned out to be was a mirage, and now nobody wants to play with Trey. I still believe people want to play with Ja Morant.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's, in terms of his reputation across the league, it's that guy who isn't there enough, but he still makes everybody better. And that's the one thing we've always questioned Trae on and have been able to, even with the run, John, had, does he make players better, even with all the assists? They're paper numbers. My point to answer, I still think Ja does that. But this point about the big three, whether it's Bane, whether it's Jaren, you know, I still think, yes, you want to do this with Ja because he raises everyone's level. Now, he didn't on Sunday. You know, this was a tall order against a really good team. But that when Ja's out there, it's not just all eyes on you or more eyes on you, whether it's the NBA or the world. Guys vibe. Guys typically roll with him. You can't, you know, Jaren and Bane, what they're proving, they're not ones. Now, if you got to, you know, if you don't believe Ja's a one, you got to go get one. Mm-hmm. And so whether it's trading the other two to go get it, you know, one of the other two, or Ja himself, I get what the caller's saying there.
Yeah.
Right now, it's not a good enough big three. Not good enough to beat the best in the league.
Yeah. Not good enough to stay within 50. I mean, forget beating. Not good enough to stay within 50 of these folks right now.
So I'd ask you, so are they just, are those teams going to stand pat for the next 2 or 3 years and not get better, not add pieces, not develop two, right, while you're trying to run it back and catch up to them with the same guys?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen in the league.
Because here's the other thing. Here's the other scary thing for the Grizzlies. The Trailblazers, they're coming. They're getting better.
Well, somebody's going to get Cooper Flagg and it could very well be a West team.
The Spurs, they're coming. Mm. They're going to add another top 10 pick.
Yeah.
Another top 5 pick, you know, whatever. It might be top 10.
With Castle, De'Aaron, and Wimby.
They're not going anywhere. You know, the Timberwolves ain't going anywhere. The Nuggets with Jokic, not going
That's
anywhere.
That's what I'm saying.
The Lakers with Luka, not going
None
anywhere.
Of them are going to stand pat either.
The Rockets, not going anywhere. The Thunder, not going anywhere. Where do you fit in this world? And right now, it looks like what you are. You're just hoping to be the 8 every single year. You know, and is that where you want to be with the payroll that you're going to have? I mean, I guess you got to pay somebody, but yeah, man, it's an existential situation right now for the Grizzlies. They got to figure out what they want to do. What's the SOGOTP? SOGOTP is kind of how I would phrase it for the Grizzlies. SOGOTP.
Looks like you had a hard time coming up with it, so yeah. We got no idea.
It's just an acronym for a very famous saying, but I think that's what the Grizzlies need to figure out, man. SOGOTP. All right, we'll come back with the rundown. Got some interesting developments on PJ Haggerty in terms of you know, what the recruitment is looking like for him. So we'll get into that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, I'm trying to find ESPN. If you're going to be betting, I recommend doing it on Zen Sports. Bet against the Grizzlies. 3 more games. Welcome to financial freedom. That is not financial advice. That is simply gambling advice. But it don't matter. NBA, baseball, whatever you need. It's on Zen Sports. Download the app today, ZEN Sports. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. Every day around this time we do the rundown, come on. All right, so I'm thinking we go Marvin Bagley III in the starting lineup in game 2 and really take him off guard.
That'll work.
Really shock him. Yeah. A name was a silk, but a face was a shocker. Man, get these folks out of the playoffs, dog. Please. This is a joke. Lost by 51 yesterday. And I don't really know if there's anything novel or original to say past what we've already said. This was going to be a ever since they won that game on Friday night, which that was your reward, Grizzlies fans. That was your payoff for going down, beating season ticket holder, that was your playoff moment, the win against the Mavericks. Don't get greedy. You had the towels, you had the crowd. I mean, I was there. It was definitely the most people that I've seen in a Grizzlies game all year long in games that I've been. I went to the big ones. I went to the Thunder games. I went to the Warriors games. I went to all, you know, the big ones. And that was definitely the best crowd
by
far.
Like the old days, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, and they beat the crap out of the Mavericks. And so that was your, you know, that was your moment. This is it. As big as you're going to get. So enjoy it. So now it's going to be about, all right, you got 3 more games. We got to pretend we're going to come up. And that's what I was talking about with Brad last week. You're not getting a week out of these playoffs. You know, the series is already over. The Thunder showed you that last night. You're not in the same weight class as them. And so now it becomes, all right, we got to make it official. We got to get this thing to, you know, the four Thunder wins, which I think should be by the end of next week. Maybe beginning of next week, right? Because you'd have Tuesday game.
If you get Thursday and Saturday along with tomorrow, you would be swept. Yeah, so by Monday we would have a sweep. Monday.
Okay, yeah. Wow. So yeah. There you go.
Tickets on sale, by the way, for Thursday and Saturday's games.
Yeah, there you go. You want to salute, you know, you go show your support one more time to the Grizzlies for this season. But, yeah, I mean, in terms of just the, like, there's nothing to analyze about this game. I mean, you're, what, you know, I feel devastated for, you know, the players that have to sit through this in film because it is going to be like hell on earth, you know, going through that one. Now, I mean, you want to say, well, they shot 6 of 34. They won't shoot 6 of 34. Fine. They'll shoot 12 of 36, you know, next game. Okay, so you don't lose by 51, whatever. The Thunder didn't even shoot that well from three. They only shot 35%. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander only had 15.
He said they didn't need him. He was making jokes pretty much.
He played 23 minutes.
He's like, y'all go ahead. Keep doing it.
I mean, what?
He's on the sideline making jokes.
What do you even, like?
When he was about to check in, said, y'all don't need me.
Yeah, I mean, this is.
Embarrassment.
Yeah, this is a devastating situation, man, that you're faced with here. And, you know, again, it's more about this offseason now. This is just simply fodder. This is just background noise until you get there. You know, and I know that's the brutality of a playoff series, is that you got to do this again three more times. You got to do this again three more times. If you lose by 50 in the playoffs, I think you should be automatically eliminated. I think that should just be the way it goes. You don't get to play anymore. You got to pass the sticks, brother. And they were down by what, 56 at one point. So, but that's not the way it works. Grizz got to do three more of these things, and yeah, they'll get more from Jaren next game. They'll get more from Desmond Bane next game. But materially, will anything be different about you know, this series, about these two teams? The answer is no. You know, you didn't want to be an 8 seed this year. It would be like being an 8 seed in the NCAA tournament against Duke or Florida or Auburn or Houston. I mean, it was just like you didn't want to be a 1 seed this year, or excuse me, 8 seed. Unfortunately, the Grizzlies fell all the way to, 2-8. I genuinely think, like, against the Rockets last night, you saw that. You could have beat them. They looked like they were not ready. Now, in fairness to them, they made it interesting at the end.
I thought that was a case. I could be wrong that they figured out the levels different by,
yeah,
you know, they made the adjustment in the second half. Figured Ime was going
to
light them
up. I expect that to be a competitive series. I don't think they're going to
got back in that game. Now, it was a crazy run, but Van Fleet didn't hit a thing all night. And it just felt like to me, now, one thing you can't take away from, but Butler and Steph look like they can keep going.
Yeah.
I keep thinking they're going to run out of gas. They've been revitalized.
Yeah.
Maybe it can last. They're saying they're going to win a championship.
Right.
Maybe they're going to prove me and everybody else that didn't believe them when Draymond said it wrong when they traded for Jimmy. But I thought Houston adjusted. I'm really interested to see the next one. That said, though, clearly Vegas knew what it was doing. I mean,
yeah,
they were outclassing Houston after a good start for Houston. Boy, the Golden States are putting that championship pedigree on them.
Yeah.
And they look like, you know, inexperienced. But I thought they responded. I think we'll get a good series still there.
Yeah, absolutely right. So, you know, that could have been you, though. That could have been you in that 2-7, you know. And unfortunately, you know, it's not. And instead, you get this Oklahoma City Thunder team. And, you know, I don't know how many, you know, more ways we could discuss this flaying, this immolation on national television last night. But, yeah, it was destruction all around. So game two is Tuesday right here on 92.9. And the only thing I could say is that at least it's a different game. But I don't think anybody needs to have their hand held here. I mean, that was, you got big boyed. You got big boyed in that one. And we'll see what game two brings. I do not expect much difference, though.
All right, Duke star Cooper Flagg is doing what we all expected him to do, even though there was a pause perhaps in the conversation, maybe not for some, but in the conversation for a little while, because we had talked about, man, how much NIL could Cooper Flagg make if he returned. Most of us dismissed it because we figure you're not turning down a chance to be number one, and that's what he's going to be. He released a video on social media and announcing his declaration for the draft. And I do think it you can relate it to the Grizzlies conversation, because if one of these teams like Utah or San Antonio gets him, boy, could they be on the move up really quickly, particularly if it's with the San Antonio. Yeah. But Utah, I believe Charlotte, Washington, all going to have the best shot at Flagg, who was just tremendous this year. And, yes, Duke ended up being upset by Houston in the NCAA tournament, but Flagg was awesome. I think he had 27 that game, missed the last shot. I know he missed that last shot, but if I'm not mistaken, he had 27 points in that game. And 6'9", 19.2 points, 7.5 rebounds, 4.2 assists, and he did it against everybody. That's the thing about it, that whether it was bad competition, whether it was good competition, we've even seen him as part of the select team that got the USA Olympic team ready for play last year. He's going against AD and LeBron James and those guys. Cooper Flagg always brings it. He's got a level of competitiveness that is just beyond his years.
Yeah.
Remember, this is a player that also reclassed up, so he should be finishing up, you know, getting ready to go to college, as opposed to having put a, you know, a great freshman season together, arguably one of the best ever, and now headed to the NBA. He shouldn't even be here right now. He should be coming out of high school. And so it's ridiculous when you think about where he is and where he could go with the rest of his career. And then, again, it won't be the Memphis Grizzlies that are getting him. So he lands in the West. It's not a good thing for the Grizzlies, even if that team is, you know, what, Portland or somebody. That's a piece for them that is going to be a legit piece. And, again, we have seen teams in the West be behind you and now have moved ahead of you. And so I would not be surprised if another one does shortly if you continue to, again, not make the right moves to move this thing forward. But Cooper Flagg, as expected, heading for the draft where he'll be the number one pick. And, boy, what a lottery night that will be, because the anticipation, you know, of what he could do for your franchise will be much like it's going to be like Zion. Remember how we were that night, you know, for Zion and number one and what he was in terms of to college basketball, well, what we thought he could do for a franchise. Remember, we saw the tickets office in New Orleans go nuts when they got the number one, because that's what you figure lottery night's going to be, because whichever franchise Cooper Flagg is going to, you know, goes to, boom, ticket sales lighten up that night, jersey sales, it's all that. But the best thing about Cooper Flagg, he brings it as a player as well. And he's not somebody who's a freak of nature like Zion Williamson, who you wondered, can he ever have an NBA career with that big old body on those knees and everything else? You don't have those concerns with Cooper Flagg. In fact, we saw him turn an ankle, and, you know, right before the tournament, the ACC tournament, come bounce back, you know, hold him down a couple of games, bounces right back, looks like nothing ever happened to him. So he looks almost indestructible. But I suppose a congratulations to him in order, even though this has been expected for years.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fully expecting him to land in the West. I mean, we're giving the Grizzlies luck. I'm fully expecting him to be a staple in the Western Conference. And, yeah, I mean, I said while you were gone on Friday that I thought the Grizzlies had a better chance of landing Cooper Flagg in the lottery than they did of beating the Thunder in a series, which was 0.5%, right? Mm. And obviously, I think most people after Game 1 would agree with that assessment. You're not doing either one of them. You're not landing Cooper Flagg either, but you're definitely not beating the Thunder. And so, you know, at least give me the chance at a generational guy, as opposed to like having to go endure this.
So
you know?
Utah, Washington, Charlotte all got 14% chance. There's New Orleans at 12.5, and then you've got Philly. Imagine it's 10.5.
Yeah.
And then from there, it's, you know, 9, 7.5, 6, but. Those Utah, Washington, Charlotte, to John's point, you know, it'd be just our lucky lands at Utah, New Orleans, you know, and he's in the West with you.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden they've got something, you know, the beginnings of a core that's threatening to overtake you like some of these other teams in the West seemingly have.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, congratulations to Cooper Flagg, and we love you. Is that okay to say?
You go right ahead. He's gonna make you guys very proud.
We'll see where he winds up, mm-hmm. man. All right, so a couple of college basketball items that I want to touch on, if I may.
Please.
Jeff Goodman tweeted this morning that PJ Haggerty may find a taker, but multiple top 25 programs have opted not to get involved due to the $4 million plus price tag and demand of playing the point. according to sources at Field of 68. Haggerty is a stud bucket getter, but it's still all about timing right now. A lot of schools are hesitant to pay $4 million, and a lot of schools have already spent majority of their budget. So, P.J. Haggerty enters the portal last week, but has not found a home yet, and sounds like, in terms of top 25, he's going to have a hard time doing that because of the price tag, and again, he wants to play point guard, which I assume would be, you know, the next level piece of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does that mean to Memphis? Nothing. Because for him to return to Memphis, he would have to basically come in at half of that. And there is going to be a program out there that's willing to pay him $3 million, $3.5 million. It may not be what he wants today, but there will be, even if they're outside the top 25, he will make more money somewhere else than Memphis. That's the problem. So it doesn't really mean anything for Memphis. I suppose I could never rule out a return, but it just doesn't seem like that's the way that this is trending right now for P.J. Haggerty. He's just having a hard time latching on, you know, with a contender at this moment. Now, we'll see. We'll see where it goes. You know, I do think there are some similarities maybe here to what Nico, you know, Iamaliava dealt with at Tennessee, that maybe he overplayed his hand and thought he was worth this, that, the other, and could do this, that, the other, and other teams are saying, you mis-evaluated your market. And so...
Well, he's going to get more than he got last year, and he ain't. Nico, too, went to a taxed state, too, did he not?
Yes, he did.
So he lost money there as well. Whatever PJ made last year, he's going to make more this next year.
Right.
But I get what you're saying. And it might be like Nico in that the fact is that you have as a program have to draw a line.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, you have to have rest of roster. You can't have everybody. Although this isn't a deal where we felt like he didn't earn the raise. PJ certainly has. But you can only go to a certain point if you're Memphis because budget limited. That's the difference between here and Tennessee. You have way less. And so you got to put a rest of a roster together. If he's just out of your ballpark,
mm-hmm.
you're forced to move on. Unfortunately, you've held. You've been in this holding pattern early, reserving that money for him. And it's put you behind on other guys. Now, looks to me like they're already trying to put plan B together.
Yeah.
You had us talk before I got out here. You had us talking at least to the starting three, it sounded like. And
yeah.
Zach Davis, where are they at with Doug?
He's coming in on a visit.
You got your McNeese State guy going to play too, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're already moving like they're...
Yeah. You could always, you know, go around that. You could always, you know, adjust. But, yeah, I'm not...
You're saying they can't... Memphis, you didn't spell this out, but what I picked up from what you laid down earlier is Memphis can't even get to three.
I have not heard that they can get to three, no.
I mean, come on, man.
I mean, I kind of
talked myself into, okay, I'll give him three of the five. I'm not the budget man here, but... Us doing the math in our heads, I'd kind of said, all right, but if Memphis isn't even there, then this line's already been drawn and you don't have a chance.
Yeah. I mean, I think
it sounds like that's where you're already at.
Yeah. It's just, you know, you still have to kind of go to people anyway. Like, so, I mean, there's not a lot.
I mean, shouldn't you have expected once Toppin hits the 3.2, you say whatever it is that if you're,
right,
you know,
right.
That's what you're.
Yeah. Although I would, you know, my contention would be he's a big and those guys get paid more, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I could say, all right, well, you know, 2.7, you know, like whatever. You're just, I will say, not a lot of guys are making $3 million. That's still relatively rare in the sport. A lot of guys are making between 1.5 and 2.5.
How many are making three?
I don't know if there are a ton. Like Braden Smith at Purdue, the point guard, is not even making three.
So we just know Toppin.
I think there are a few. I mean, I'll have to ask, like, you know. But I think there are a few that are getting, you know, in the ballpark of three.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just look at the biggest transfers right now, and I can probably tell you off the top of my head. But it's still, you know, I mean, you're talking about 2 point, you know.
I mean, old boy at BYU, even though he's not a poor guy.
Yeah, he's
guy,
making
he's,
9
he's
million.
Getting, but he's the
Rob
outlier.
Wright is making over three.
Okay.
The BYU guard.
Wow, they're paying two guys.
Yes.
What, over $10 million?
Yes.
Man.
Yes. I don't think Keyshawn Hall is making that at Auburn. I don't believe he is getting that. Quaintance, I believe, is in the neighborhood, the big man,
mm-hmm.
for going to Kentucky. He's in the neighborhood. let's see off the top of my head. I don't think Dent is getting it. Gillespie's not at three, but I think he's going to be close. Like Deedon Thomas, the kid that went from UNLV to LSU, he's getting 2 point something, low twos. So, you know, I get why PJ's at four, but he's not going to get four. He needs to be comfortable with getting 2.5 to 3. You know, that's what he needs to be. And by the way, that's amazing money. Like, it's more than you would have made in the NBA. Like, if you stayed in the NBA draft and got drafted, it's more than you would make the next year. So
probably be a lot more at Tennessee or Texas.
For PJ Haggerty?
Yeah.
Well, they have Jacoby Gillespie at Tennessee. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm just talking about the taxes. You're talking about
quarter
mil to half mil or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, if you know you don't have a state income tax here in Tennessee. You know, that's what Nico is going to, find out that even with the pay cut, he's going to be making even less than he believed.
My God.
So, yeah, it's, you know, it's tough out here, man. Tough out here in these streets. And then Tennessee yesterday, speaking of which, they got their highest rated recruit since the scouting era began with Nate Ament, five-star big man who committed to Tennessee over Duke.
Wow.
Picked them over Duke.
Rick Barnes.
And that was simply a matter of money. Tennessee offered more than Duke. And Nate Ament took it.
Rick said he's going to get that Final Four if it kills him.
That's a Lyft client, Nate Ament. So big deal for them. They're reloading here with him. Wow. Number 4 in the country. Top 5 kid. Does not happen often. He's from Warrenton, Virginia. I mean, had Duke, had Arkansas, Kentucky, had all the big ones, and he's going to Tennessee. So, yeah, Rick Barnes ain't calling it a career quite yet. You know, lots more to do for him. But PJ's asking for 4. He's not getting it right now is the rub. That doesn't actually mean that a return to Memphis is in the cards either.
NFL draft, first round on Thursday. Very exciting. Things are heating up. A lot of talk right now about Jackson Dart and Jalen Milroe possibly going up while Shedeur Sanders possibly dropping, and particularly for Shedeur, if the Saints don't take him at 9, some project it could be a real drop-off for him. Now, he says that doesn't have anything to do with why he's not necessarily going to the draft like the 17 other prospects, including Jalen Milroe, who wants to be there and be part of the festivities, although I think he's not even expecting to be a first-round pick. Deion, probably going to throw a party. It'll be like LeBron did for Bronny. Remember the dinner they had? Still went viral. The kid feels like a first-round pick, all that stuff. Imagine that might happen for Shedeur. But it could be, he could be waiting a little while for it before he hears his name. Really interested to see where Jackson Dart goes. I think I remember back to that Jason Fitz conversation last week he talked about Jackson Dart possibly being in the top half of the first round. That kind of move up. And then Milroe's really interesting, too, because you've got a lot of people that are sold on his athletic talent. Why wouldn't you be if it's just about that? Of course, he's got a lot of people sold. But it needs to be the right situation in terms of developing him. Is it a deal where you've got the next Lamar Jackson? If you can fine-tune his passing and everything else because he brings all the physical things to it? Or have you got the next Anthony Richardson? Because in terms of his mental capacity, what he's able to handle early on, not able to do it. And you end up ruining any potential that was there. Seems like it could go both ways for Milroe, but it's what it's done. It's clearly moved him up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a world where Shedeur is going behind him, but I do think now there's a world where Shedeur could go behind Jackson Dart. The draft seems to start at 4 because most think Cam Ward to Tennessee, Travis Hunter, and Abdul Carter are going to be your top 3 picks.
Right.
I had been of the sort of impression that Jenty would be going to you guys because no one would take him before.
Right.
Right. And so if you were the Chicago Bears, who have apparently a high interest in Ashton Jenty, and the 10 pick, you're going to have to trade up to the Jags at 5 to go get him. However, John was schooling me in the break that Jacksonville might even have some reported interest in Ashton Jenty, who will also be one of the major stories in addition to the quarterbacks that always are and where they're going to go. One of the major stories of this draft is going to be Ashton Jenty because everybody's saying, and he has said, I'm going to be the next Saquon Barkley, basically, is what the plan is. And by everything we know about him, it sure seemed one. He's different. Even though this is a deep class of backs, he is the one that's legit, probably going to have maybe if John's not taking him at 6, if Jags aren't interested at 5, somebody – no, he's not sliding past 10 to the Bears. And so there's a lot there to sort of try to figure out. I'm really interested in Milroe. If he gets in a situation where he's waiting, I think possibly down the road you might have something. If you're asking Jalen Milroe to come in – the Pittsburgh is going to take a flyer on him, second rounder. Well, actually, I think they've traded their second rounder, so they have to do something. I think they had to trade their second rounder to get DK Metcalf. But one of those teams going to take him a little bit later, second round, whatever, and then play him immediately. I don't think that's not going to work. That's not a good plan. If he's a plan for a future, I'd be interested in that. But, yeah, I've always – I mean, that Georgia game alone, I mean, that's a legit defense he did that against, both throwing and running the ball. And so maybe it's in there to be gotten out of him if it's in the right situation. I think Dart, too. You know, Orlovsky, and I hadn't thought about it this way, but he's saying if Dart gets in a situation where you've got a coach like Sean Payton who can tailor make it for you,
right,
like he did for Bo Nix, and there are some comparisons to be made between Bo Nix and Jackson Dart. If he can get that sort of situation, it can be a success right off the bat. We'll see if that happens. But his stock, Milroe's stock, clearly on the rise. Seems like Sanders' stock dropping. Even though that some thought this workout with the Giants was big news, but Adam Schefter is saying it's not. The Giants are not going to take him. And there you have it. It'll all unfold to start at least on Thursday. Very excited, too, about Seth Hennigan and where it sounds like he's going to be a draft pick.
Yeah.
Maybe late rounds, maybe fourth, maybe fifth. Who knows? We'll see. Will be a great day for the Hennigan household, obviously. And we're pulling for that young man. He did everything he could for this Memphis program for 4 years. You talk about the definition of loyalty. You will never see it again in this era that we are in now with college athletics.
That's right.
What Seth Hennigan tried to do for Memphis. And you know, if the deal was he didn't throw, you know, the ball deep here, you know, last year as much because you didn't have the receivers that could get the separation and speed. And that's on you. That's just more of an indictment of what you put around him, that it wasn't enough. Not just the fact that he's going to be here probably in the NFL, but
right.
My gosh, I mean, he didn't even look like he could get the ball because you didn't have anybody that could necessarily separate. You know, didn't give him the weapons he needed, and so we're all pulling for Seth Hennigan,
yep,
certainly to get drafted. But if it's an undrafted situation too, this guy's proven, looks like in this offseason, the lead up to the draft, that he belongs in the NFL, and I'm rooting for him.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Doesn't in the draft, if you're not drafted, it's sometimes better not to have a deal, right? Because you get a little more flexibility. To your point, you mm-hmm. know, that's maybe that'd be better.
I don't know what the cutoff really is for that. I don't know if it's like sixth round, seventh round. I don't know because you know some guys get guaranteed deals still. You know, it just depends on you know what you work out with your team, right? Whereas that's what you don't get.
It's kind of like baseball where you get these payoffs before the draft if you're like a Hennigan and it's I'm going here, this is the deal, you know, that kind of deal.
Yeah, the only problem is I really do. I hate how the draft has become a 3-day thing now. Or
it's
is
so
it a 2-day thing? Is it two?
Yeah, it was just on Saturday.
No, it goes
too.
To Saturday. It's three.
Yeah, it's
Thursday,
it's outrageous.
Yeah, 3-day thing. I hate that.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah.
Because honestly, it's like who is tuning in for you know the Saturday coverage? I never watch on Saturday.
People must watch it though, because they're heavy on it. ESPN is all in on this.
You know, they need programming, right? I mean, you know, that's and people watch football, but
that's my. I just think with them, they're the giant. You can do it.
Yeah.
NBA stretching all that stuff out. Other sports is one thing,
right?
Yep.
But when you can't get enough if you're ESPN or anybody else, NFL is guaranteed.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. And sure, you and I won't watch on Saturday in those late rounds. But,
yeah.
I guarantee you, they'll put up better ratings than probably some of these playoff games.
That's probably right.
Absolutely
some
right.
Some of these NBA playoff games.
All right, we'll come back. We're going to do Fade Brad. Got two games tonight, and hopefully Brad will you know, get right here. Mr. Get Right on the other side. Jason and John, I'm trying to fam.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
ESPN. Black Tie Movement is changing mood in the city of Memphis. I know a lot of people are like, well, they if I'm moving out of Memphis, can they help me? Yeah, absolutely. Whether you're in town, out of town, doesn't matter. They can handle that move for you. They're going to show up when they say they're going to show up. They're going to stay on the budget that you guys agree to, and you're going to be very glad you went with them. But you got to reach out. Get on the schedule. It is spring. 316-6196 is the number. Blacktop Moving, change and moving in the city of Memphis. Call today. All right. It is the segment that once upon a time was the most anticipated. Less so now with the start that Brad has had. I will caution people by saying that it is early. It is a six-game. Literally anything can happen in a six-game sample size, okay?
Yeah, this goes all the way through May.
So we got a long June, right? With the finals.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Could go to June. I mean, I think it yeah. usually ends in June.
Oh yes.
So,
but it doesn't go through June.
Mid June.
No, it does not go
My
through.
My point
June.
Was just that you have another whole month.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Right. It does
One
go
week
deeper than that.
Before the draft, a week.
It's what
before
we
the
used
draft.
For an entire month yes. last year.
Yeah, we got time.
We're out.
We got time for this thing to regress to the mean, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think Brad's an NBA sharp.
No,
he's testing my faith. But I don't think he is. So we have, a couple of games tonight. Mm-hmm. Brad's 5-1. Let's fade Brad. All right, let's get it going.
All right.
And as always, we're just going to use ESPN Bet for the numbers here. And again, these are all against the spread picks. And historically, what we do here is the number that Brad likes, you would take the opposite side. Let's get it going with Pistons, Knicks. Knicks at home, -6.5, -115.
This is the one non-Grizzlies game I actually watched over the weekend. I caught some of this game Because I'm curiously interested in the Detroit Pistons. I don't know if y'all are. Are you guys interested in the Detroit Pistons?
I was until they allowed a 21-0 run.
Right.
Yeah, that was.
And then I watched the Grizzlies do it. So that was impressive.
Sign of immature teams, both of them, although the Pistons' result was a hell of a lot better than that Grizzlies game and a lot closer, too. And I expect this to be a New York Knicks win. The 6.5 points I had to debate on a little bit as I did all of the serious preparation for this, as you guys know. It's quite a thorough but yet short process that I go through to do this. Knicks minus 6.5, and if I had to add a bonus on this one, which I will, I think they're going to let Karl Anthony Towns do whatever. I think OG is going to probably go over 17.5, though. I was debating whether a bonus pick on Karl Anthony Towns or OG, but I'm going to go OG over 17.5.
All right, OG Anunoby over 17.5 is Brad's bonus, but his main pick here
Knicks minus 6.5.
Knicks minus 6.5, so that would mean
Knicks.
You go out there and get the Pistons.
What do you think of that one?
I mean, these two teams are just battling. I thought the Pistons were the better team for the majority of the game, if not for that 21-0 run. I mean, they were right there. They were ready, I thought, in a lot of ways. And then
Towns
once it
19
just
19 in the fourth, yeah, you know, in an 11-point game. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
You were right there. It's like you said, you don't know how to close it out because you're so young. But you played a really good.
Detroit is a real team, though. So this is the one I'm the least confident in, and you know, I could see a scenario, but I have to make a pick. So it's going to be Knicks minus 6.5.
And there are better numbers out there.
Oh,
if you know, if you like a couple places have Pistons plus 7 minus 1.5, minus 105. So there are better numbers out there. We're just using ESPN Bet for the purposes of this segment. All right, and then the other game tonight, it's a late one. It's a 9 o'clock tip here locally. Clippers on the road at Denver, game two. Denver kind of steals game one.
Yeah, I saw that.
You would say. Clippers were up 15. They looked like the better team for the majority of the game, but Denver ends up winning it. Let me see here. Again, got to
one and
use,
a half.
Got to use ESPN
one
Bet
and a half,
here.
I think it was.
Let's see. Sorry.
Yeah, it's 1.5 Clippers.
One and a half even money would be the in favor of the Clippers here.
Yeah. So this is the one I didn't watch, and I would, like y'all, I was kind of surprised. I thought L.A. would come out and sort of kick Denver's ass, and so I expect them. They're not going to go down 2-0. So this is more of a gut slash can't go down 2-0 type vibes, if you feel me. And that number being only 1.5, I got to think that if the Clips are going to, you know, it's basically almost a pick 'em, but I'm going to go with the Clippers to even it up, minus 1.5. And I will say I looked at the sort of the point totals for some of these guys. Looks like Harden had a great first game, even though they lost. Kawhi was a little quiet, so I expect Kawhi to go over 24.5, but I'm picking Clippers minus 1.5. Clippers. There we go.
All right, so if you... All right,
that wasn't confusing.
Sorry. Yeah, I got my right, LAs confused. Clippers is who we're talking about, 1.5.
All right, so I want to... This is Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones. This is the movie Men in Black.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to use the I'm going to use that device they have that's going to make you forget everything that just happened in the prior 30 seconds.
Okay.
Bing, tell us again who you like in this game.
Clippers minus 1.5.
All right, there we go. Clippers. So if you are fading Brad, that would mean you are going with the Nuggets plus 1.5 to take a 2-0 lead. Well, I guess you don't have to win if you're plus 1.5, but most likely.
I think if you're taking Denver, similar to your Tommy Jones movie analogy, you have to forget the first game and pick this as if it's just a clean
slate. I don't disagree.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but you're giving the audience here the best player on the planet. Yep. As an underdog, I think that's a fun one. Yeah. I think both fades tonight.
Both fades are realistic.
I think the Pistons can absolutely keep that game in the number.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big number. I think the Nuggets absolutely. You know, 13 was a big number.
Yeah, is that what the Grizzlies' number was,
or was it?
You know, what I always tell people. Was it minus 50?
It was minus 13. and again, you're looking at that. You're like, man.
Jesus.
John Morant, Desmond Bane, Jaren Jackson Jr., 13? That just seems crazy. It was 13 by the end of the first quarter. You know?
What will the number be on tomorrow night's game?
It's already out, 14.5.
Gee, many Christmas, bro.
I don't know what number I'd bet the Grizz at.
So no matter what the number is, you'd go with Oklahoma City here.
I mean, for now. Yeah. I mean, I don't see any
That's
reason.
Tomorrow's pick, by the way. We'll
you know,
talk about
I do think there's going to be a game that the Grizzlies like. Keep
Get
within
close.
A couple of possessions.
Can they win a game?
I don't think they can win a game, no. I don't think that. But can they keep a game within 10, within single digits? Mm-hmm. I mean, yes. But yeah, what did Jokic have in that first game?
I feel like he had 29-12.
29-12-9. And very interestingly, they benched Michael Porter Jr.
Wow.
He's out of the rotation. Now, he'll play and start probably in this one, but that's something to watch.
Don't trade for him.
No, do not trade for him. And I think that I read the report that the Nuggets ownership does not want to trade him anyway because they have ties with him from his Missouri days.
Really?
Yeah, I saw some report about that.
But he seems unmotivated.
No, he's out of it.
You've got a player who's got his money and
yes.
Yeah.
Is just happy.
By the way, an NBA fan tip here, by the way, if you haven't gone to the ESPN page over the last day, they did a Tim McMahon, I can take or leave sometimes Tim McMahon, but he did a hell of a job on this Luka story that he wrote up. Basically, he followed Nowitzki, and they talk about being on the plane for his Hall of Fame thing and how this whole Luka Doncic thing went south for the winter in Dallas. It's a pretty good column from Tim if you're interested in reading it and figuring out what the hell is wrong with Nico Harris, because I read the column, and now it made a little more sense, although I think it's still stupid. But if you get a chance, it's worth a read, y'all.
Yeah. So there you have it. That is Fade Brad today. So if you're fading Brad, you would go Pistons plus 6.5 plus 7, and then Nuggets. So you go with both dogs tonight if you're fading Brad. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jeff Coggins, 125, Respect Burgers on the other side. Jason and John, I'd turn to FM, ESPN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.